morning. If it's 10 o'clock on Saturday, it must be time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Alderman Don Paul Brown, but you can call me Don. Coming to you live from the Walk Radio Studios at 217 Wisconsin Avenue. Also the future office of former Alderman Don Brown, the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest. And as my guest this morning will tell you, that the surroundings here are much more luxurious and picturesque than Mar-a-Lago could ever be. Thanks for joining us. We had some Irish rap going on there in honor of the Badgers' win last night and hopefully their next victory against what will be a very tough Iowa State team on Sunday. And for those of you who weren't listening, I was filling in for Matt Flynn direct this week, Monday through Friday from 6 to 8.
Don, really, I caught a little of that. How did you enjoy that?
I loved it. I definitely caught the bug. I could see myself making this a 2-hour show as well as doing more during the week. And the callers were great. I made some new friends from Matt Flynn's listeners. So much gratitude for the opportunity and for the new friends that I made, as well as some of my followers who were kind enough to call in. And one of my callers is today's guest. And this is an old friend, Pascual Rodriguez, the new executive director as of last August at La Casa de Esperanza. Pascual, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. I am the executive principal of
Executive
the
principal.
Charter
I'm
school.
Sorry.
Yes.
My apologies to Sherry Campbell
thank
if she's
you.
Listening.
Yes. I'd like
executive
to keep my
principal.
Job.
So, but I just wanted to see if you were paying attention, Pascual.
I was. Thank you.
So, yes. And, you know, as we know, we're in the heart of campaign season. We got a big election coming up on April 5th. A lot of challenges, or a few interesting challenges for the council, and of course, a heated election for the school board. But Pascual is here to talk about a different kind of campaign that he's been working on for Waukesha, and that is La Casa de Esperanza. And why don't we start? Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Pascual?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Don. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come spend a Saturday morning with you. I live out in Greenfield and driving up to Waukesha every day, and nothing pleased me more than have to take that 20-minute truck again up to Waukesha. So thank you. But I'm honored to be on your show. So, yes, as you were stating, the campaign that we're heading into is trying to promote La Casa de Esperanza Charter School and what it brings to the community, what it brings to La Casa itself. And so there are many changes that are coming along that we've done up to this date and that we are going to continue to do. And the idea there really is to provide a place where parents from the ages of 6 weeks all the way through eighth grade and eventually into hopefully what we would like to term our pre-college program, where we can really provide a service where our parents know that when they bring their child to La Casa at the age of 6 weeks old, they don't have to worry about them for the next 16 years when it comes to their educational development. So those are the things that we're in the infant stages of developing. But I'm honored and proud to be a part of that process, along with a fabulous staff and a great community, and obviously supporters as you, Don, as you mentioned. And so look forward to the next several years as we start to change the landscape of Waukesha and what it means to have a charter school here.
That sounds great. And, you know, and since I know from personal experience, this isn't your first rodeo.
Absolutely not.
You had a very accomplished tenure as, I believe, the executive principal at the Bruce Guadalupe Community Schools, part of a United Community Center. And tell us about that.
Sure. Actually, I was the lead principal there for about 10 years.
So.
But I did work there for 19 years. So I started my administrative career. So prior to that, I was at Milwaukee Public Schools as a teacher and then became an acting administrator, and was given a phone call by a good friend of ours, and you know, Dora Costa, yeah, who called me and offered me an opportunity to interview for the job, and I did. And so spent about an hour with her, along with the executive principal at that time. And so, you know, an hour later, I was offered a job, and there's where my tenure began. And I started as an assistant principal, and 3 months into my tenure, I got promoted to principal status. At the time, we had 400 kids at Bruce Guadalupe, 97-98% Latino community, and that's what our enrollment reflected as well. And by the time I left 19 years later, we were up to 1,700 students, still with a 97% Latino enrollment, and it was a great program because it really is what we're trying to do here at La Casa. So my experiences over the 19 years at Bruce Guadalupe has really given me a foundation of what I bring here to Waukesha, and hopefully can replicate what we did there. Now, naturally, we don't have the population that Milwaukee does here in Waukesha, but yet that doesn't mean we can't have the dream to make education and experience for our kids where they can not only receive a quality education from an academic standpoint, but also an opportunity to learn about what Waukesha is, what does the outside world offer them, and how do we expose them to fields of engineering, fields of healthcare, fields of science, and things of that nature, so when they all go off to high school that they make an educated decision on what they want to do for the rest of their lives. That was kind of the model that we did at Bruce Guadalupe, and it worked successfully, as you, yes, in your intro mentioned, where kids are off to college and working in professions that we were able to provide them, at least in a small scope, an opportunity to learn about that profession. And so that's the goal here at La Casa, and hopefully over the next several years, we'll see that come to fruition.
That sounds great. You know, and you mentioned, like Bruce Guadalupe, La Casa serves Waukesha's Latino community, but like Bruce, it was open to children and families from all backgrounds, correct?
Correct. So. Yes. Well, La Casa, again, the demographics are just a little different. We're about 60% Latinos,
okay,
and about 25% African American, and then, you know, 15% or so Caucasian, and then, you know, Asians, and sure, from that standpoint. So the demographics are a little bit different, but, you know, the objective is the same.
Okay. Well, that means, I mean, because I speak from personal experience. And full disclosure, you know, an NPR does those stories, and they say, by the way, this person's an average or a supporter of NPR. My wife, Melissa, works with Pasquale as the director of instruction at La Casa, and she worked with him for 19 years at Bruce Guadalupe.
Correct.
So we know a lot. But three of our four children were also educated at the Bruce Guadalupe Community Schools. And as many of you know by now from listening to my show, and if you caught me during Matt Flynn Direct, I'm 100% Irish. I may very well be the only dual citizen in the city council history, citizenship with Ireland as well as the U.S. And my lovely wife, Melissa, is a mixture of Italian, Croatian.
And an honorary Latina now.
English. Exactly. No doubt. So in English and French, although I don't think we told my parents about our her English heritage, but all joking aside. But the idea was that I think our kids benefited tremendously from being part of a global community school. And I mention this because in light of everything that's going on with the Waukesha Public Schools, and this fear of whitewashing going on in terms of the curriculum, could La Casa be a very viable option for many of these kids and families that are looking for a more, I guess, progressive or open, you know, a broad liberal arts education that still focuses on STEM?
Absolutely. You know, the fact of the matter is we want to celebrate all cultures, and we in no time and at no moment want to erase history from our books and from our lessons, and really, because that's what's going to make a child even stronger to understand where they come from and where they're at and where they're going. And so we want to just celebrate all cultures. And so I'm proud that it's a diverse community. You know, I used to always joke that the beauty about, you know, because I'm Latino myself, if you don't haven't recognized that by my last name, Rodriguez. My parents were from Puerto Rico, migrated here in the 50s. And so, you know, the beauty about Bruce, I used to say, is 98% Latino. I love it. And I said the drawback of that is we're 98% Latino. And it's because it wasn't as diverse as I would have liked it to be, where La Casa at least offers us a little bit of that. So when our kids go off to high schools that are a little bit more diverse, they're a little bit more prepared to deal, sure, and work with students that don't look like them, don't eat like them, don't watch the same TV shows as they do,
sure,
and celebrate their diversity along with them. And so, yes, I think it's an opportunity to come and really enjoy that ability to express yourself of who you are, and without having to be shamed about who you are and what you are. So our arms are open to anybody. We talk about curriculum, but we also talk about our love and logic. We talk about social emotional learning, and those are grounded in what we do. And I think once when families understand that we're not only going to educate your child, but most importantly, first and foremost, we're going to love your child.
Sure. Thank you. And so, in light of that, I know there's been a big push for enrollment especially for the new grades that you're adding in the schools. And how's that going, or what are you working on now? What are some of the strategies involved for?
Well, you know, we're out trying to do. It's really difficult when you're in the only charter school, independent charter school. You're competing against the district schools, and so mass mailings go out. So if you're listening to this radio station, pass the word. They should be receiving something in the mail regarding La Casa de Esperanza Charter School. Obviously, radio shows like this and open houses. We're having one, I believe, April 27th or 28th, whatever that Wednesday is. It'll be from 9 to 5 o'clock, so parents can come and tour our school while we're in action. And at the same time, promote our after-school programs that we have there, because it's not all about education, but also what else do you offer these families? Everyone's offering math, science, English, and social studies. May have different, different curriculums that they bring into the table, authors or whatever you want to call them, manufacturers of books. But at the end of the day, what makes us unique? And so I think what makes us unique is we're trying to really give students a well-rounded education, not only from an academic standpoint, but also providing them the sports opportunities, extracurricular activities they can do, get them engaged into the communities. As we start moving into middle school, right now we're only K-4 through sixth grade. Next year we'll have our first seventh grade and eventually eighth grade. And as you mentioned, we'll be building a middle school and trying to really construct that middle school that is open to the community, where our kids can go out and really understand the world for what it has to offer. And so that's kind of what our curriculum is really about, is not open, breaking down those four walls. It's not all about math, science, social studies, but it's also about what are things that we have to offer that prepare our kids to enter into high school and eventually into the workforce down the road.
Sounds great. We're going to head to a quick break now, but we have lots to talk about with Pascual Rodriguez, executive principal at La Casa de Esperanza.
Thank you. You just saved my job.
And mine. So, hey, stick around, more to go with This Week in Waukesha with Alderman Don Brown. Don't go away.